It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Muppet Studio says it fired the performer who voiced Kermit the Frog due to his unacceptable business conduct. Was Kermit the Frog sexually harassing people?
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Kermit with the hood.
What was he doing?
Yeah, it's the evil. It's like,
that's what he was.
Kermit, you and your tea, you were doing stuff with Lipton without our permission.
Owen Wilson talked in a recent interview about kids recognizing him from the movie Cars.
Occasionally you get that, you know, or a kid like, "God, you sound like Lightning McQueen." And then I throw in a ka-chow to really blow their mind.
I love him. And Justin Timberlake held somebody's baby Lion King style at a golf tournament recently.
Hold the baby! Hold the baby! Hold the baby! Ah!
They are so funny. I love him. A BuzzFeed report and E! News and People Magazine and like every other gossip outlet claims that R&B singer R. Kelly controls and manipulates several young women in a situation described as a cult at his Chicago and Atlanta area homes.
Hold on. R. Kelly, what do you want to say?
Nah, usually I don't do this, but
yeah, usually you don't, but you do. Parents of some of the women and former members of R. Kelly's inner circle claim the 50-year-old singer houses six women at his homes and regulates what they wear, what they eat, and what they do sexually. One woman's parents said that Kelly first met their daughter in 2015 when she was 19 and an aspiring singer. She later moved in with him and has since lost touch with her parents almost entirely. The woman's mother says she hasn't seen her in person since December 1st, 2016. She said it felt as if she was brainwashed. She looked like a prisoner. It was horrible. I hugged her and hugged her, but she just kept saying she's in love and that R. Kelly is the one who cares for her. Police and FBI agents have said there's no evidence of a crime being committed in Kelly's homes since the women aren't minors. Kelly's former assistant, though, said the girls move in with him expecting to live a life of luxury, but he said, no, you have to ask for food. You have to ask to even use the bathroom. He's a master at mind control. He's a puppet master. The woman whose parents held a press conference yesterday spoke to the press about the allegations.
I'm 21. I'll about to be 22 in about 5 days. And I just mainly want to say that I'm in a happy place with my life. And I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has got out of hand. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at and everything is okay with me.
I'm sorry. You're telling me that
I believe I can fly.
This guy is a saint.
Everything that girl said is exactly what you would say if you're being brainwashed and told what to say on camera.
Well, listen,
come on.
To this. You think this guy did something?
He was peeing on children.
Allegedly.
Listen, allegedly.
I believe I can soar.
Come on.
See me running through that open door.
There is a huge relation between somebody that wants to do golden showers and somebody that wants to lock women up and control every single thing that they do, eat, breathe, sleep, all of that stuff.
Allegedly.
I was really into that song because that's a freaking awesome song. Are you saying there's a huge correlation between or there's not?
If the allegations are true, R. Kelly gets off on dominating and degrading women.
Nah, usually I don't do this, but
I think he does usually do it. I think he does. I'm just telling you right now, I don't know why, like, the public accepted him back after all of those other allegations, and now look what's happening.
Forgive people.
I don't think so. I don't think Chris Brown should have been forgiven either.
But we did, though.
But we should
have. We like his music. No, I agree.
He's like the best male dancer out there.
See what I do?
Nah, usually I don't do this, but
help me. Help me. That's all I have to say. The garbage is over.